50 years ago, a skinny high school student from Kansas became a national sports hero. In 1964, on a track in Compton, California, Jim Ryan broke the four-minute mark in the mile. He was the first high school boy to break the mythical barrier. Track and field fans are commemorating Ryan's feat this week, and some are using the anniversary to highlight a growing effort to restore the prominence of the mile. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
It was about 4 or 5 years ago, Ryan Lampa remembers, when he was digging around for articles on track and field, part of his job as media director for Running USA. That's a national nonprofit for the running industry. Lampa says stories kept popping up about two distances, the marathon and, to his surprise, the mile.
I kept on thinking, wow, why is the mile still kind of there? But yet it still wasn't a distance that was being run as often as 15, 20 years ago.
Lampa's search proved the mile still is part of our sporting culture, and it sparked an idea. Let's bring it back. And so he founded Bring Back the Mile. A seed for this effort actually was planted long before, in the fourth grade, when Lampa read The Jim Ryan Story.
And that book blew me away in the sense that here was this teenage boy from Kansas who was training like a madman, that was setting U.S. and world records in the mile. And it was hard to fathom, but it was also very inspiring.
And here's Jim Ryan. And Ryan is going to take the lead from Oldeshiller. Jim Ryan, the boy from Wichita.
Today, Ryan Lampa's hero has joined up as a fellow pitchman for Bring Back the Mile. Jim Ryan was in San Diego this week at events commemorating his high school's sub-4-minute mile, events attended by Lampa's Mile Rescue Group. Ryan says the mile began to fade in the 1970s during this country's efforts at metric conversion.
When they went to meters, I think you lost a good portion of the public because the public has a difficult time understanding just how far is 1,600 meters.
And this is an issue Bring Back the Mile wants to address. Most high schools in America run the 1,600, or four laps around a 400-meter track. That's the size of most U.S. high school tracks that have been built or retrofitted since the metric movement. Four laps, the classic mile distance, makes everyone think a 1,600 is a mile. But Jim Gerweck, a high school track coach in Wilton, Connecticut, says everyone is wrong.
It's almost like false advertising right now. They're running an event that everybody's calling the mile, but it's not.
1,600 meters actually is 9.344 meters less than a mile. Seems silly to quibble over 9.344 meters, but Gerweck says the disparity devalues high school track records.
4 minutes for high school boys or 5 minutes for high school girls, those are, you know, significant barriers. And if a kid breaks one of those for 1,600, they'll talk and brag about having broken 5 minutes for the mile, but they really haven't.
Gerweck is collecting petition signatures in an effort to get the high school 1,600 changed to the mile in Connecticut. Right now, neighboring Massachusetts is the only state that runs a true high school mile. Meantime, Ryan Lampa says Bring Back the Mile's efforts in the last few years have led to the creation of nearly 80 new mile races in cities and towns around the country. The first sub-4-minute mile was run by Englishman Roger Bannister in 1954. Still, Lampa calls the mile America's distance. A country that understands miles and miles per hour, he says, understands this event. And Lampa hopes its rebirth can get more people running the distance, can help promote track and field, and keep the heroics of athletes like Jim Ryan alive in our culture. Tom Goldman, NPR News.